You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
fall is one hell of a fall, and a crack that did spell certain peril. The lights fade in the din, Christ, I'm going in, like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Words of that song go round in my head. So I'm crawling along. Oh Lord, they might as well leave me for dead as I go up the hill. Saturday night I've been up in the swill and it's up the hill. Up the hill, up the hill. Saturday night I've been up in the swill and it's up the hill. Up the hill, up the hill. Saturday night I've been up in the swill and it's up the hill. Up the hill, up the hill. Saturday night I've been up in the swill and it's up the hill. Up the hill.
Show Thursday 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today our special guest is Days of Lavender. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, and we also have my co-host. Introduce yourselves.
Oh, hello, I'm Mina.
Hello, it's Zosha.
Zosha and Mina, yay, welcome back. They were our special guests last week. All right, so please tell us a little bit about the Days of Lavender sound and how did you get into music?
Sure. Hi, so I'm Danny. I sing in Days of Lavender. And we're a duo that creates music that is ambient and psychedelic. And I got into music really early on. I think I was about 4 years old when I started singing solos in my church growing up, and joined choirs and went to an arts high school and was in a Motown band in high school, and just kept singing wherever I was, and more competitive singing in choirs and things like that. So very professionally trained for many, many years. And then starting this music project really allowed me to really come into my own and bring all of the different genres that I studied all together.
Fantastic. Yeah. Steven?
Yeah, so I grew up playing music at my church. I kind of think of churches as musician farms because they produce so many good musicians. Started with the bass guitar, and I chose that instrument because I wanted to pick the easiest instrument that I could play that allowed me to be in a band. and like a four strings, that seemed simple enough. And then later on, I fell in love with the bass, and just, yeah, there's so much depth to it. And yeah, so, and then I kind of branched out, started playing piano, and but yeah, as a bassist, traditionally, you kind of need a drummer kind of to have fun. And so I'd always rely on other people, and I wanted to be more self-sufficient. So I got into programming my own beats kind of electronically, and that's kind of what helped me dive into the like the more of the electronic music scene.
Yes.
And that really opened up all sorts of doors.
Yes, we love that. Okay, and tell us about your new single, Dewdrop.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so pretty cute story. Dewdrop was meant, it was written as a birthday present for my one-year-old nephew, Owen. Aww. Yeah, and we kind of wrote it in sort of a style that, you know, kind of this indie rock, kind of nostalgic, that me and my brother used to listen to a lot when we were younger. Obviously, Owen is maybe a little young to understand the song and what it's about
it,
and appreciate it, so it's kind of more for the parents at this point, but something that he'll hopefully be able to learn to love as he grows up. And yeah, it's kind of a sort of like a promise that we will be around to support him, to love on him, and just to encourage him and whoever listens to it to kind of look for the positive, look for the beauty in the world. I know that we've kind of evolved generally to look for what's wrong so that we can, you know, change it. It's kind of an evolutionary trait. If something's wrong, we can change it. So we don't really notice a lot of the positive things that happen in our lives. So it's kind of an encouragement to, like, you know, look for that, reprogram your brain to see the positive, and then with that, you know, go and create and, you know, find your artistic expression. And then, yeah, the album art for Dewdrop was a painting my little brother did.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a family collab.
Yes. What's your brother's name?
Nathan Clark.
Nathan Clark, give it up. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to Dewdrop right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Oh,
Isn't this a miracle dance? I wish to join a madness. Chances everywhere that you love, creating and feeling connected.
All right, and we are back. That was such a beautiful song, guys. Okay, now we have some questions from our brand new co-hosts. Who would like to go first?
Hi, I can, because Zosha's a little shy.
That's okay.
Sorry, I have to rearrange in the studio here. So, everything left my brain last minute. How did you guys find each other to start making music?
Mm. Yeah, great question. Well, we fell in love. We met online, actually, which is really fun. And on Steven's profile, he was like, I'm looking for someone to make music with. And I was like, that's great news, but I don't really believe you. Or like, I don't know if that's, you know, what's going to happen there. And then... we met and we went on a first date, and then I think our second time hanging out, we went in the studio, and the rest is history.
Aww.
What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, so we started dating, and then immediately I realized that she had a beautiful voice, and I'm like, let's do something creative, because I think it's so nice when, you know, couples have a project that they can pour their time into, and it was such a perfect fit. And I was surprised Danny wasn't in any other bands or any other projects, but yet she's so trained, and so it's pretty incredible. It seemed like a lovely fit.
Yeah, and that Steven had, like, you'd been producing for a long time with other, you know, for other projects and stuff, and I feel like our styles just did a really beautiful thing together, like the style that you have and the style that I brought. It just made some magic.
Yeah, and originally it was like I had a bunch of beats and songs that I'd put together, and then Danny just kind of threw her vocals down, and then we did that for a little while, and then eventually it turned into more of like an even collaboration where we'd start writing songs together from scratch, and I think that's where things really blossomed, and we kind of found what our more or less what our sound is today.
Fantastic.
Aw, that's so adorable. I wish I could have a love story like that.
You're single.
Whoops.
How long have you been making music for?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's been since I was really, really young. But the two of us together have been making music now for, under the name Days of Lavender, for...
3 years?
For 3 years. And been playing together for about four.
Oh, interesting. How'd you guys come up with the name Days of Lavender? How'd you guys come up with the name?
Yeah. We played with a few different names, some of which we put to the wayside when they weren't quite a fit. And then, I think for us, like, lavender is a very calming... a very calming thing for a lot of people. It's used in healing, in the healing space and the healing world, and Stephen being a massage therapist and me being a yoga instructor, it felt like a really calming, soothing thing that really fit our music. I love that they're really good pollinator plants, and so they're always buzzing with bees, and what else?
Is it true lavender deters mosquitoes or something like that?
We found out. Do you want to tell
the
story?
Scorpions?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we found out that in some countries they put lavender around babies when they're sleeping so that the scorpions don't get at their babies.
Wow.
Which is really interesting.
So the same actually works with our music. So if you play our music around a baby, then scorpions
won't attack it. There you go. And let's talk about the next song. It's called Babies and Bubbles. And we were just shooting a little video outside with Bubbles today. Yes, tell me about this next song.
Well, not too far off from Dewdrop, We don't do this for all of our songs, but these two we did. This song was written for my oldest niece, Elijah. And when she was about a year old, so my brother and his partner live in Toronto for now. They'll be moving quite close to us, which is very exciting. We went to visit them for a few weeks, and we stayed at their place with the idea that, like, we really wanted to get to know Elijah, my first niece, and spend some quality time with her, just living in different cities and really getting that time as she grows up. And so we went there for a few weeks, and then we hung out with her and kind of got her vibe a little bit, and then tried to write a song that kind of captured her essence when she was about one.
Yeah, and we spent some time with her in the studio, because of course we were kind of babysitting her half the time, and she'd come into the studio while we were recording, and we'd put her in front of the microphone, and then she'd like at that time she wasn't even speaking, but she made some cool, really cool noises. And so we took them and spliced them apart and put them in the song and got her approval on some parts. So it was just like a really fun, silly way to collaborate.
Is she in the YouTube video that we're going to play?
She is, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, okay. So let's get to it right here on CJSF.
Hey, Elijah, how's your breakfast? How would you like to go and play? We could run around with bubbles in the sun all day. Let's go outside and jog around. You don't have to wear your shoes. I'll be right there next to you. I'd love to see you. Baby, some bubbles.
Babies and Bubbles. Yes, Days of Lavender. And we're going to talk about flowers, guys, since the band name is called Days of Lavender. Okay, starting with co-host here, what is your favorite flower?
Personally, I like, ironically, lavender. It's very calming, as they said. It always just helped me fall asleep when I was a little kid, so I always just really liked it. And I also really like orchids, because I love their, like, shape. It kind of doesn't really look like a heart, mm-hmm. but, like, it's just really pretty and kind of looks like a crown. And they're just, and they can come in so many beautiful colors, and the purple orchids especially are so gorgeous. I need them in my garden when I'm older.
Yeah, can you tell her favorite color is purple?
Shh.
My favorite flower. I haven't done any like symbolism research on flowers, so I don't technically have a favorite flower, but I do have a favorite plant, which is the Venus flytrap, because carnivorous plants are such interesting beings to me, and they get rid of flies, which I dislike very much.
So, is yours the lavender, or do you have other favorite flowers?
I do really love lavender. It's definitely up there. Yeah, the smell is just delightful. I really like the rhododendron bushes.
Ooh.
Yeah, my grandma, like her backyard, which is like a haven. It's one of my favorite places. She has so many different rhododendrons that bloom in different colors. And yeah, it's really special. It's beautiful.
Danny?
Yeah. It's hard to say because I feel like it changes depending on the time of the year when they're all in different times of bloom. But just this morning I was in the gardens at the Salt Spring Center of Yoga and wandering through the fields where I'm working on the farm. And right now the snapdragons are coming out and they just grow in these really beautiful kind of cone shapes, and they grow kind of from the bottom all the way up to the top. And so because I was appreciating them this morning, I'm going to say those.
Excellent. Yes. And bluebells for me. Ding dong, ding dong. You know, I'm just a little ding dong here. All right. Okay, guys. And talking about Salt Spring, you guys did a little retreat.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a NASA t-shirt, so we're not talking about outer space, but we're talking about inner space. Yeah. So tell me, what is inner space?
Yeah. So a few years back, we started sort of a day festivals that we called Inner Space. So it was a series that we did every couple months here in Vancouver, and it would start with sort of a wellness activity, whether that was sound bath or yoga or breath work, and then it would go into a DJ set, and we had artists doing live painting or projections on the walls or something of that kind, and then we would play. And so it was kind of like a party, but it was like an early, you know, day party, and that was really sort of like wellness focused, and that format really worked really beautifully. I think it was like kind of a new and interesting and kind of really wholesome, beautiful kind of party for people to be a part of, and so that's where the name came from. But about you know, over the holidays, Stephen and I were talking about some dreams that we might have going forward for the project, and yeah, and then we started developing this idea more. Do you want to talk about that part?
Yeah. So Danny had been volunteering at the Salt Spring Center for Yoga, this beautiful place on Salt Spring Island. And yeah, it had kind of been a dream of ours to like have like a space that where we could hold retreats. And then when we found this place, we're like, well, we don't need to have our own space. We should just collaborate with the center and, you know, host on their land. And I think, well, how did it actually begin? Well, yeah, it's funny. I had recently marathoned the Harry Potters, like over the winter break, and the scene where Harry Potter is like looking into the mirror, and you get to see what your desire is.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a little thought experiment, and we're like, okay, what would you see if you were to look into the mirror? And basically we took our visions, put them together, and then that's kind of how we came up with the retreat. And then we're like, well, we have all the skills to do this. We know all the right people, and I think we could actually pull this off. And then we just hosted it about a month ago, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, and pretty amazing that, you know, for the year prior, I'd been working at a retreat center. And so we had all the connections there. And then we were building kind of a network of all kinds of different artists in Vancouver and facilitators. And so it just made so much sense to bring it all together and bring, yeah, people together to appreciate connection to land and to spirit and to each other. And yeah, it was a really phenomenal experience.
Amazing. Yeah. All right. The girls have some more questions.
Great.
Do we?
Do we?
So, okay, think back to, like, the first song you made. How hard do you cringe at it? On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10. What was our first one?
I think it was that Followed song.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I listened to it again recently. It still slaps, I think.
Okay, cool. Nice.
To use the, you know, the kiddo lingo.
Yeah, right.
They say slaps.
You're using it right. Good
okay,
job.
Cool. Yeah, no, cool. It totally slaps. I mean, it's not necessarily what I would want to be writing right now. It's a little like angsty and stuff.
It's definitely darker.
Oh, hey, I'd love to listen to it. Look at my
address. Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah, we had both, before we met, we had both kind of gone through some breakups. So I feel like the songs that we were first writing were a little bit